Thanks for joining us, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Berniston. Food shoppers will see bigger price hikes in 2013 than this year, according to the USDA. Their Rod Bain has the story.
2012 saw a slight rise in food price inflation, 2.5% from the previous year. However, when it came to the category of food at home consumer price index, the price consumers pay for food at the grocery store and supermarket, prices were relatively flat from 2011. One reason, according to USDA economist Ricky Volpe, is the drought impacting much of the nation is not expected to reach a full effect on food prices until 2013. And Volpe and fellow forecasters say for next year,
we're looking at overall food price inflation to be 3-4%. We're going to see strong food price inflation for a lot of animal-based products. That's expected to happen relatively early in the year. But looking ahead towards the tail end of 2013, that's when we expect to see more significant impacts for all these more packaged, processed, shelf-stabled foods. That's where we're going to start to see the impacts of the drought happen a little bit later. So consumers are going to feel it more for those foods. It'll be more incremental. It'll be a little bit smaller, but it will happen in the second half of 2013 and maybe even in 2014.
Breaking down specific food price categories,
the drought has resulted in significantly higher prices for corn and soybeans. These are two commodities that are very important for the food supply chain. Corn in particular, because corn is processed into animal feed, and therefore we expect to see higher prices for pretty much everything animal-based.
Volpe, another USDA analyst, predicts stronger than normal food price inflation for fresh fruits and vegetables in 2013 as well.
That, of course, has nothing to do with the drought. In 2012, the weather for fruits and vegetables, it was kind of the opposite story for all these crops. So inflation is going to be a little bit stronger than normal next year, just as these prices get back on a normal trajectory.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And hopefully we will see a lot of rain or snow this year to help mitigate the effects on agriculture for the next growing season. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.